Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I am the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Annandale for Life, Matthew Avery. We are back with another episode of the Disney enthusiast Matthew Avery, the podcast. And before we get everything rolling, I just want to say a melancholy happy trails to Richard the Old Man Harrison. If you folks watch Pawn Stars throughout the years, the old man was the guy who always loved his copy, and unfortunately, as of yesterday, on Monday, he passed away after losing his battle with Parkinson's ended. Now, I wish to send my condolences and my prayers to the Harrison family, and I completely respect that they want all the privacy in the world. Anyway, now, today we are going to be talking Tangled the series, because as of Sunday, the new season, which is called Rapunzel's Tangled Adventures, made its phenomenal season 2 debut, with, I think it's a nearly hour-long episode, where, when Ryder kind of got himself in a little pickle, and was almost forced to marry somebody he didn't want to marry, and Rapunzel ended up saving his skin. And we also got more insight on the mysterious warrior who sliced the rocks at the end of the season finale of the first season. Her name is Adira, a mysterious yet fierce warrior who had the same logo on her arm as it did. Corinne or Varian's father. Now that season two episode is over, what are we gonna be seeing now in this series? Well, for one thing, there's no doubt we're gonna be seeing Varian in this series, as he wants to make his father proud and he wants to do anything to try and get his father out of that crystal. Second thing, we might be seeing Varian's father get out of that crystal and all that. And let me see here. Hold on a second. And another thing, well, maybe this will be the season where in this series, season 2, like, we might actually see Rapunzel and Eugene tie the knot, which they almost did in the first episode. Folks, I know you're thinking, wait, didn't they have a short where Rapunzel and Eugene got married, and it was like, well, where Maximus and Pascal had to chase the rings because they lost them and they thought it would be a disaster? Well, yeah, maybe that was just, maybe not official. All that. And another thing, we will be seeing more of some of the people. We got some new characters added to the series. And this character, this mysterious warrior, is apparently an ally. Here's the thing, is she an ally? Or, like, later on during the season, will she turn on us? But apparently, from what I saw in the first episode, she might be an ally in this series. And she might be helping us to fulfill Rapunzel's destiny. And from what we know is, the Black Rocks apparently do not work now that Rapunzel's unleashed its full power. It just really revealed the path. So the powers no longer work, as we saw in the first episode of season 2. And what will the main storyline be? Basically, the main storyline is we're going to be seeing Rapunzel while she's on her way of following the path to which the Black Rocks made, going on absolute amazing adventures until the point where she reaches the destination of which these rocks came from. And her hair being connected to it because of the sunshot flower. Like I said, maybe we might be seeing Varian break, get help, or he might break out of his so-called confinement and try and chase down Rapunzel, Eugene, and the rest of the clan. Because he's still trying to seek vengeance for what happened to his father. He just wants to make his father proud, apparently. And like I said, this episode was really, really well. The first episode of season 2 was really, really well done. And they actually got a new tile sequence. Like, same theme song. They just, like, they had to change up because now Rapunzel is outside of Corona with Eugene and all. Eugene, Sandra and all. We also got all the original voice cast from season 1, so Lassa first. And I'm just waiting to let this series unfold so we can, get a little more insight on what was the reason for these mysterious black rocks, which was apparently shown in the first part of the episode, which was dated 25 years before. Yeah. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to how this series will pan out because, like I said, this is like after everything that's happened with when Rapunzel broke out this is like way back. This is like what goes way past it. And Rapunzel is not like saying, oh, this is going to be a whole new adventure for me. I can't wait to see what lies ahead. She already landed in this old city where Eugene was almost forced to marry someone, and she threatened to use a spider to poison his friend, and that poison ended up getting in the hands of Pascal, who gave the anti-venom to Eugene's friend. And the person that gave the spider ended up getting bitten himself, apparently. And yeah, I don't want to spoil the entire episode, so you can probably go watch it yourself. And I'm basically looking for, like I said, I've actually been waiting for this like a while now since the series is like, it's already over a year old, and the second season premiered, like I said, 2 days ago. I've been waiting for, like, man, what's taking so long? Can't we get season 2 done, going already? I want to see how season 2 is going to pan out and all, because I want to, make sure my theories are right, and like I said, with Varian trying to get vengeance for his father, and make his father proud, and we already found out about the mysterious warrior from the final episode of the first season. I mean, that's a first, and like I said, I'm looking forward to every step of the way with Rapunzel, Eugene, and the entire clan, with Maximus, Pascal, who my books are probably going to be some key characters. And basically, they're probably going to be key parts of the series, where if they're in a tight, silly situation, they have to, solve a situation where, oh no, what happened to Rapunzel, Eugene, all the others? And they had to go and solve it. That's another theory. I'm just saying, Tangled the series, season 2? I can't wait to what you have in store for the future. Well, okay, this is all the time I have for this episode. Remember, if you like this podcast, go check out my other Disney Enthusiast Masquerade podcast episodes. And go, if you want to go check out my YouTube channel, I'll be posting a video of this tomorrow. Like later on today, since it's already midnight, I'll post it on later, like when it gets to daylight or something. And all that. And remember, one more thing. If you want to go check out my Twitter account, it's at Matt Avery Disney, all in caps. If you want to go check out my Instagram, it's at Matt Avery Abandon, all in lowercase. And my Snapchat is Mavis Avery. All in all case, there's a dash between Maves and Avery. Like, down dash. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Randolph Life, Matthew Avery. I'll see you in the next podcast, my friend.